Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I think we can probably stick together all across the Midwest today. It's very humid in the southern two-thirds of the region. The humidity is high enough that makes it feel pretty uncomfortable. Temperatures out there at the current hour are running from the upper 60s through the lower 70s across most of the region. A lot of cloud cover out there as well. And there's a few showers and a couple of thunderstorms already on the radar charts from parts of Missouri into parts of Illinois. It's just the beginning. We do have a tropical storm Bill out there that's moving across the Gulf Coast of central Texas today, and that may not be of great interest to you right this moment, but come a few days from now, it will be a totally different story as most of the Midwest endures some more heavy rainfall that comes up from this particular storm system. It is expected to carry in another period of 2 days' worth of rain for the lower half of the Midwest, and substantial amounts of rains will fall. Unfortunately, it rains before the storm system arrives, and so the ground will already be saturated when it does get here. We do expect showers and thunderstorms today from parts of Missouri into Indiana. The majority of this precipitation is going to be focused on that area, and we'll look for rain totals running primarily in the range of around 0.3 inch to 0.9 inch. There'll be some localized amounts getting up over an inch in a couple of locations. Tomorrow, the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill will be mostly centered on Oklahoma, and we'll see some random to scattered showers across the lower Midwest at that point in time. Another 0.1 to 0.5 inch, local 0.75 inch of rain will scatter about in random fashion across parts of Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois. Even parts of Kentucky may get a little bit of rain from that event. But then Oklahoma's tropical system will work its way across Missouri into the southern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio as we get out to the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday time period, and we'll add another 1 to 3 inches of rainfall with some local totals perhaps getting over 4 inches, and that on top of the previous rain and saturated soil will lead us into some local flooding. And a problem with crops in low-lying areas standing in water will become a bigger issue. Of course, we're concerned also about the soft wheat condition. With all this moisture around, it's not going to be good for the quality of that crop, and there will be some concern not only there, but also still in hard red winter wheat country where the crops there are still dealing with a lot of quality problems from all the heavier rains of recent days. Once the remnants of the bill move through the region Friday into Saturday, we will finally start to see some improving conditions across the lower Midwest. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be completely dry, but we should go several days without any real serious amount of rainfall and a chance to really firm up the ground and get the floodwaters to recede, and perhaps life can get back to a little bit more normal. We'll expect, though, the temperatures to stay warm until the tropical system passes through, and then they will cool off a bit. We're looking for high temperatures across the majority of the region here today to run mostly in the 70s and 80s. There will be some temperatures near 90 degrees south of the Ohio River. And high temperatures tomorrow afternoon will probably be somewhat similar, in fact, for that matter, even into Thursday. We will see a cool air mass come southward from Canada shortly thereafter. That will likely lower temperatures just another few degrees. And then next week, we'll see a lot warmer conditions, especially in the western and southern parts of the Midwest. Temperatures getting back over 90 degrees will be possible, but it'll be very, very humid at that point in time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner